This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Nearly a year ago, the CEO of the parent company that owns Carl's Jr. and Hardee's made a significant claim. Obamacare, he said, has caused millions of full-time jobs to become part-time. It's just one of many bold predictions that the health care reform law would lead to employers reducing workers' hours to avoid the cost of providing insurance. Yet a new report in the journal Health Affairs finds little evidence of this. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports.
In 2015, companies with 100 or more employees had to start offering coverage to anyone working at least 30 hours, or face fines. Given that, if there ever was a year to see a spike in part-time work, it was last year.
Whatever changes might have happened are really very small.
That's Indiana's Kosalee Simon, a co-author of the report. When Simon says small, she says the data suggests about 250,000 older workers, as well as less educated ones, moved from full-time to part-time over the last 2 years. That's out of some 50 million workers in those two categories. The Urban Institute's Bowen Garrett has also studied Obamacare's impact on employment.
We still need to know more about whether that's really an effect of the ACA or if that is due to the economic recovery, and that could be causing some of these shifts.
Garrett says this paper should put to rest a lot of the bombastic rhetoric we've all heard about the ACA driving us to become a nation of part-time workers, and it makes the case for more research about what's happening to those vulnerable workers at the margins. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.